KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa's manufacturing production fell by 1.2% in December last year compared to the previous year. The biggest contributors to this decline were the motor vehicles and basic iron and steel sectors. But the food and beverages division saw a positive increase of 5.8%. Statista says overall manufacturing production fell by 0.4% last year compared to 2023. An initiative designed to help young South Africans with mental health challenges is being launched next month.
What that project is a mental health promotion and prevention virtual app. It's going to be zero rated. Educators or learners and other officials will be able to access mental health and self-care information on the platform, how to create psychosocially friendly classrooms for educators, but also users will be able to screen themselves for anxiety and depression.
Spongile Munaring is the Director of Psychosocial Support in the Basic Education Department. She says it's one of several projects in the pipeline. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group this week again called for an investment in mental health services in all schools. Munaring says they are making an effort to curb the growing crisis. Israel's Prime Minister has given Hamas an ultimatum warning heavy fighting could resume in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu says the ceasefire deal will end unless more hostages are released by the weekend. The tension has been over alleged violations of the deal involving aid. Military analyst Sean Bell has told Sky News he's concerned for the future.
What is actually is happening here is that neither side is committed to this ceasefire. I mean, bluntly, it suits both sides for phase one of the ceasefire because it's about hostages. Whether or not phase two has any chance of success is another matter altogether.
And ASAP Rocky will not give evidence at his trial over allegations he fired a gun at a former friend and collaborator. The rapper told a U.S. judge he would invoke America's Fifth Amendment right to silence during the trial. He's fighting two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic rifle and faces up to 24 years in prison if convicted. The top story, South Africa's manufacturing production fell by 1.2% in December compared to the previous year. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.